Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
This week is National Hospital Week. What's the history of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics? What value does it bring to the community? And what does the future look like? Let's go in depth with Kevin Kincaid, CEO of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. So Kevin, this week is National Hospital Week. What do you as CEO of the hospital think the hospital means to the Knoxville community?
Well, the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics has a deep and rich history with the community of Knoxville and the greater community Knoxville area that we serve. The roots go back actually over 75 years, and it's really an interesting history that we enjoy with this area. Leif Collins is a name that some folks may remember from some Knoxville history, but he was a local businessman that really dreamed of Knoxville having its own real hospital. There was, of course, healthcare being taken place in our community since it was founded and even when people began to settle the area. But there really wasn't much of at that time, what would be considered a modern-day hospital. And it was something that he really wanted to do. And he actually passed away before that happened. And then in the 1930s, R.V. Mader came to Knoxville, and he actually opened Knoxville's first hospital. And it's an old home that is actually still located over on Montgomery Street. So it is still here today.
In a house.
In a house, yes. If you drive by there, you will notice that there's a very steep and narrow set of steel stairs that go up to the second floor, and that was how you got in and out of the operating room. So you literally were brought up in a gurney up those steps, and no elevators, and it's actually, I believe it's apartment buildings now, but the building still stands, and there was a lot of history there. RV's son, Dr. Dwight Mader, later joined him, and then in the 1940s, Jay Collins, who is Leif Collins' son, also a successful businessman, he actually fulfilled his father's wish by building the Collins Memorial Hospital, and all of us know that now of it's actually the Knoxville City Hall. So that all started to take place in the 40s. And what's really interesting about that, especially while we've been looking at construction projects right here at the Medical Center today, this was a state-of-the-art hospital built in the early 40s. It was built for under $60,000. The entire hospital was built for under $60,000. And all of the equipment of what was modern at that time cost $26,000. A piece of $26,000 piece of a medical equipment today would be considered relatively inexpensive just for a single piece, let alone equipping an entire hospital. So I just found that to be just amazing.
Well, if you talk with some of the older people in town, they loved that hospital. They were so proud when it came in.
Yeah, it was a big deal for the community to actually have what was considered a modern hospital, the best of the best. And the Collins family actually donated that building to be operated by the physicians, and the physicians actually owned it. And it just was an interesting time that you were able to do things like that. And that hospital actually had 27 beds when it was built. And with inpatient care being what it was at that particular time, what we consider very minor surgeries today, where you're in and out in a few hours, you may spend 4 or 5 days in the hospital back then. Post-delivery, after your child was born, you may spend 4 or 5 days in the hospital as well. So quickly, there needed to be more beds added to the building. So there was a major expansion done in the 1960s that brought in another 22 beds. So that's what we were progressing with, and then as healthcare began to change and expenses went up and all of those things, there was not the investments being made in the physical structure of the building. Many of the hospital's assets at that time were trying to keep up with the new technologies that were coming along and making sure that we had the best equipment, trying to keep the best staff in our facility, but the physical facility became such a problem that they, in 1976, was actually in jeopardy of being shut down. There was enough physical concerns about the building. And so the Knoxville community and the leaders of that particular time really had a crossroads. They had to decide whether Knoxville was going to have its own hospital or not, which today we are the benefactors of people rallying around and saying, yes, we're going to have a hospital.
And that was the mid-70s, you said?
That was in the 70s, yes. So the community got together and began to get some fundraising going. And when you think about the 1970s in a small community like this, and many of these efforts were actually led by the late Dr. George Andrew, they raised over $700,000. Which is pretty incredible when you think about that time. That was a lot of money. That was a lot of money. People donated money that maybe they that run them a little short in their own households, and it just was amazing how important it was to have a hospital in the Knoxville community, and there was a lot of support for that.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Kevin Kincaid, CEO of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics.
In about 1979 or 80, about after 40 years of service, the Collins Corporation was actually dissolved, and the physicians donated their stock to at that time, which was called the Knoxville Area Community Hospital. So that's when the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics actually began to become a community-owned hospital. Prior to that, it was all physician-owned. So when we looked at 1980 was the first time that this actually became truly a community hospital that is owned by the community.
And what do you mean owned by the community?
Well, we don't have shareholders. We don't have stakeholders. Nobody's paid any dividends, or we don't sell and trade our stock publicly. While we are still a private institution, and we don't ask the taxpayers of Knoxville or Marion County to support our operations, we do consider ourselves to be owned by the stakeholders of this community and the communities that we serve. So it truly is a community hospital. Dwight Mader served at the Knoxville Hospital for 42 years, and Dr. Earl McKeever, who's still here full-time practicing today, has finished his 51st year of practice. So May 1st was his 51st year here in Knoxville. Mm-hmm. So our current hospital has been at this location since 1980. A couple of big events that happened after that, of course, that was huge. 50-some bed hospital built in 1980, again, modern, state-of-the-art, and built and designed for how healthcare was delivered in the 1980s. The Knoxville Hospital also joined what was called the Critical Access Program in 2004, which was a government designation, which dictated that we would only have 25 beds. So that was a major change, but it was something that the healthcare industry was beginning to move away from inpatient care and going much more to outpatient care. So it was a good match at that time.
And that's to save costs, or?
The program was originally developed in 1997, and it was some legislation that was looking to figure out ways to prop up rural health care.
Oh, okay.
The economics around rural health care as compared to our metropolitan colleagues was, we know that it is very important to a community's health to the economic engine to make sure that you can receive quality healthcare services locally. In the late 90s, early 2000s, the economics around being able to keep a community hospital open in a rural community was extraordinarily difficult. And there was some recognition of that, so there were some specific programs that were developed to help community hospitals in rural settings survive, because the current environment was more geared towards metropolitan, high, ultra-high volume areas. So that was in 2004. And around that same time, the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics purchased the physician clinic that is now attached to our hospital. That was owned by Iowa Health, the Iowa Health Clinic at that time, and that is when the clinic and the hospital all came together as one entity to serve the community. So that all happened in 2004. So all of these major milestones that, you know, over the last 75 years have led to a facility that today the Iowa Hospital Association does a lot of research for us on. What is the economics around having a hospital in your community and into the area? And so because of these decisions that were made many years ago, I don't think anybody would have foreseen that a hospital that was built for $60,000 now produces in our area has an economic impact of over $17 million. We have over $13 million in salaries, over 250 employees. We contribute $3.8 million in local retail sales, and we pay $231,000 in state sales tax. And so the economics around this has been substantial for the community, but that's not our cornerstone. Our cornerstone continues to be to improve the health of the communities that we serve. And when people do get sick and injured, they have a local quality choice to come to. And for us, that's really what National Healthcare Week means to us.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Kevin Kincaid, CEO of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics.
The relationship with Mercy, can you tell us when that happened and how that was set up? That's relatively recent, right?
Yeah, that's about 3 years old, a little over 3 years old. It's a very important relationship, but there's also an important distinction that we always make very clear. We have a management agreement and affiliation agreement with Mercy Medical Center. And what that does is we work together. We work together to drive down costs for healthcare. We work together to improve the quality and the outcomes and the patient experience. That's what that relationship is all about. But to be as clear as we can, this is still a community-owned Knoxville hospital that's governed by independent board of directors. We are not in any way, shape, or form owned by Mercy. We make decisions that's based on the best interests of the people that we serve locally. That is very rarely ever in conflict with the affiliation agreements of what we want to do. And these agreements are incredibly important, because what we're beginning to see that these partnerships allow us to participate in group purchasing with when we want to buy things, or we can participate in insurance contracts that we at one time might have not been eligible to participate in. So it has a lot of advantages for us on the economic side, but the fundamental reason for having an affiliation is to work together with a tertiary large medical center that can do most everything and figure out ways, how do we collectively drive down cost and improve quality.
And this is a common kind of arrangement for rural hospitals.
Yeah, very, very common. There are different approaches to it. There's obviously lots of choices for partnerships of who you might want to partner up with. We happen to had a a good connection. Our board of directors had a really good feeling about around the Mercy's mission, their approach to rural health, their value that they held on community-based hospitals, and it's been a great partnership so far.
And you said the most recent addition was 1980?
That's right.
To the hospital. Now, to me, 1980 doesn't seem that long ago, but in medical terms, it's a generation ago.
It's out of date.
Yeah, it's out of date. And so now you're moving into the future and talking about a new expansion. Can you briefly talk about that?
You bet. What we're looking at is around a $15 million renovation and expansion project. And that does a lot of things that make our facility nicer. It gives us much more curbside appeal. One of our goals is just to make sure that as whether they're visitors or community members that live here, when you drive by our facility and you see it, we want people to be proud of it. We want to be very proud of what we have. We want to accomplish that without being wasteful. We all know that healthcare costs are too much. But that's, you know, one of those things that we're working very hard to balance. But on the inside of our project, what we're really dedicating the majority of those funds for is building and designing a hospital that is equipped to deal with the new way that we deliver care, which is substantially different than it was in 1980. So there's even a more heavy emphasis on outpatient care and less on inpatient, yet inpatient becomes a very important component of making sure that we have a facility that meets the family's needs. You know, one example that we use currently, there's very little room inside our inpatient rooms for patient families. In 1980, the family was not considered part of the healing experience. There were visiting hours. You were asked to leave after a certain time. Many of our patients, many of them, have folks with them 24 hours a day. And when we begin to modernize our facility that is more designed around the modern healing experience, it will be a much better experience for those that we serve.
So just like historically the Collinses and the Maders and the other folks that you mentioned, just like they look toward the future, Knoxville's leaders today need to do the same thing.
Oh, absolutely. Everyone from our board of directors to our providers and leadership team and our staff here at the hospital, we are building a facility with the best input that we can get our hands on to make sure that we're set for the next generation.
Thanks to Kevin Kincaid for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.